Emotional bites. Get ready for some Dunphy-sized downloads of attachment theory. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Modern Family.
Oh, I love this show.
But hold on to your remote, because we're not just here for the laughs. We're going to put those lovable characters on the therapist's couch and analyze their relationships through the fascinating lens of attachment theory.
Ooh, I love this. It's like holding up a psychological mirror to those hilarious family dynamics.
Exactly.
What's so intriguing about this approach is how attachment theory, which often centers on those early childhood experiences, you know, can actually be applied to decode adult relationships.
Yeah.
And Modern Family gives us this amazing buffet of attachment styles.
Like a smorgasbord.
Secure, anxious, avoidant, all served up with a side of sitcom humor.
So get ready to see the Dunphys, Pritchetts, and Tucker Pritchetts in a whole new light as we explore how those individual attachment styles shape their interactions, their conflicts, and those heartwarming moments that make this show so relatable. Now, let's fire up the Modern Family DVD player and see how this all plays out with our favorite characters. We'll start with the eternally optimistic Phil Dunphy.
He is eternally optimistic.
Think about Phil. He radiates warmth, is incredibly affectionate, and has this infectious positivity about himself and his relationships. Doesn't that sound like someone with a secure attachment style?
He really does come across as emotionally grounded.
And research actually backs this up. Studies have shown that individuals with a secure attachment style tend to have a positive self-image and generally expect positive outcomes in their relationships.
Like good things will happen.
Like good things will happen, yeah. Which aligns perfectly with Phil's sunny disposition. He's like the human equivalent of a warm hug.
You just want to hug him.
He's definitely the glue that holds the Dunphy family together. Now, let's move on to his wife, Claire, the queen of control.
Ah, Claire.
So organized, driven, incredibly capable, but also prone to anxiety and a need to control, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Remember that episode where she meticulously choreographs the entire family Christmas photo?
Oh, my goodness.
Even assigning everyone specific poses and facial expressions?
Oh, yeah.
That's classic, Claire.
And her need to control extends beyond holiday photos. Think about how she micromanages family vacations, school projects, and pretty much every aspect of her family's life. This constant need to be in charge could suggest an anxious attachment style.
Yeah, it's like she's terrified of things falling apart if she's not the one calling the shots.
Precisely. Her need to control might stem from a deep-seated fear of losing control, which often goes hand in hand with anxious attachment.
Makes sense.
And we see this play out in her relationship with Haley, particularly when Haley goes off to college.
Oh, poor Haley.
Remember how Claire reacts when Haley struggles to adjust to dorm life? It's almost like Claire experiences Haley's anxieties as her own.
She practically moved into the dorm with Haley.
Right. That intense reaction could reflect an anxious attachment pattern, specifically the fear of being replaced or abandoned. It's as if she's desperately trying to maintain that close connection with Haley, even as Haley is trying to establish her independence.
Yeah, she can't let go.
Now let's shift gears and talk about the patriarch of the Pritchett clan, Jay.
Okay, Jay.
He's the epitome of that stoic, emotionally reserved father figure.
He's a tough one.
Jay is a fascinating character to analyze through this lens. He's clearly a good man who cares deeply for his family, but he really struggles to express those emotions openly, especially in the early seasons.
Especially in the early seasons.
Think about how he initially reacts to Mitchell's relationship with Cam.
Oh, it was tough to watch.
He avoids using the word partner and refers to Cam as Mitchell's friend. It's like he's uncomfortable acknowledging the depth of their relationship.
It was hard to watch.
Do you remember those awkward moments where he tries to hug his kids or tell them he loves them?
Oh, yeah.
It always seems forced and uncomfortable.
You can feel his discomfort.
That avoidance of emotional closeness is a classic hallmark of an avoidant attachment style. It's not that these individuals don't feel love or affection.
Right.
It's that they struggle to express it.
Makes sense.
So how does someone develop an avoidant attachment style?
Yeah, how does that happen?
It often stems from childhood experiences where expressing emotions or needing comfort was met with rejection or unavailability.
Like their needs weren't met?
Their needs were not met. Over time, these individuals learn to suppress those needs and rely on themselves for emotional support. They build walls to protect themselves from potential hurt or rejection.
It's like they're saying, I'll just take care of myself because relying on others is too risky.
Exactly. But what's interesting is that even those with deeply ingrained avoidant tendencies can evolve and change.
That's good.
And we see this with Jay as the series progresses. He gradually becomes more comfortable expressing affection, particularly towards Mitchell and Cam.
There's that heartwarming scene where he finally walks Mitchell down the aisle and gives a heartfelt speech at their wedding.
I love that scene.
It's a beautiful example of how, with time and effort, even the most avoidant individuals can learn to open up emotionally.
His transformation throughout the series gives us hope, doesn't it?
It really does.
It shows that those early attachment patterns, while influential, aren't necessarily our destiny.
We can change.
We can change. Now, let's turn our attention to Gloria, Jay's vibrant and passionate wife.
Gloria is a firecracker.
She's always seeking reassurance and attention from Jay, which often leads to comical clashes with his more reserved nature.
It's like fire and ice.
Fire and ice, yeah. Remember all those scenes where Gloria's fishing for compliments from Jay?
Who?
Or when she gets jealous of his close relationship with his dog, Stella?
Oh, Stella.
It's played for laughs, but it also reveals something deeper about her attachment style.
Definitely.
It does seem like she needs constant reminders of Jay's love and devotion.
Yes, she needs that validation.
Exactly. Gloria's behaviors could be interpreted through the lens of an anxious attachment style.
Oh, okay.
Her need for constant affirmation and her passionate displays of affection might stem from a deep-seated fear of losing Jay's love or attention.
It's like she's afraid he's going to disappear.
So while her outward confidence and fiery personality might seem at odds with anxious attachment, it's important to remember that everyone expresses their needs differently.
Right. We all have our own ways.
Now let's move on to Mitchell and Cam, one of the most beloved couples on the show. They're a perfect example of how two individuals with different attachment styles can navigate a relationship.
They are the perfect couple.
Mitchell, with his law degree and penchant for overthinking, definitely seems like the worrier in the relationship.
He worries about everything.
Think about how he stresses over every detail of their lives, from choosing the perfect stroller to planning elaborate birthday parties for their daughter, Lily.
It's got to be exhausting.
Exhausting. He's always anticipating potential problems and trying to control every outcome.
That would be stressful.
Very stressful. And then there's Cam, the free-spirited theater enthusiast, who's always ready to burst into song or stage an impromptu performance.
Cam is a joy.
He's definitely the more emotionally expressive one in the relationship.
Yeah, he wears his heart on his sleeve.
Right. Mitchell's tendency to overanalyze and catastrophize situations aligns with an anxious attachment style. While Cam's outgoing nature and comfort with emotional expression suggest a secure attachment style.
So they're kind of like opposites attract.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
And their relationship shows us that opposites can not only attract, but also create a harmonious balance.
It's all about balance.
Cam's security likely helps soothe Mitchell's anxieties.
Yeah.
While Mitchell's attentiveness might provide Cam with a sense of importance and value.
I see.
Now let's head back to the Dunphy household and take a closer look at their kids, starting with Haley, the fashion-forward social butterfly, who also happens to be a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Haley's a trip.
Haley's journey, especially during her college years, offers some interesting insights into anxious attachment.
Okay.
Think about her initial struggles adjusting to dorm life and her fear of not fitting in. She's terrified of being alone or rejected.
Like most college freshmen.
And remember how she constantly seeks validation from her peers, especially through social media? It's like she needs constant reassurance that she's accepted and loved.
That's so relatable.
The fear of abandonment is a core characteristic of an anxious attachment style.
Makes sense.
It also seems to influence her romantic relationships. She often ends up with partners who are emotionally unavailable or who trigger those feelings of insecurity.
Oh, Haley.
Now let's move on to Alex, the brainy middle child who seems to have a book for every occasion. She's independent, academically driven, but also a bit cynical, especially when it comes to matters of the heart.
Alex is the smart one.
It's almost like she keeps people at arm's length, emotionally speaking.
Yeah, she's got walls up.
Right. Think about how she often downplays the importance of relationships and prioritizes her intellectual pursuits.
Yeah, she buries herself in books.
She's brilliant and capable, but she struggles to connect with others on an emotional level.
So could this be related to an avoidant attachment style?
Absolutely. Her skepticism about love and relationships, coupled with her focus on achievements, could be a way of protecting herself from vulnerability.
I see.
It's like she's saying, I'll just focus on my intellect, because that's safe and predictable. unlike messy human emotions.
That's so insightful.
It's fascinating how these different attachment styles play out within the same family.
It really is.
You have anxious Claire, secure Phil, and a hint of avoidance in Alex.
It's like a mix.
It creates this dynamic tapestry of interactions and conflicts.
Absolutely.
Think about Phil and Claire's relationship. Their contrasting styles create both conflict and connection.
They're a classic example of how secure and anxious attachment can play out in a romantic relationship.
Phil's easygoing nature and unwavering positivity often clash with Claire's need for control and her tendency to overthink everything.
They balance each other out.
But somehow they make it work.
They do. Their relationship is a testament to the power of compromise and understanding.
They might drive each other crazy at times, but they ultimately provide each other with what they need most.
That's beautiful.
Phil's secure base soothes Claire's anxieties, while Claire's structure and organization provide a sense of stability for Phil.
A perfect match.
Now, contrast that with Jay and Gloria, with their clashing personalities and approaches to life.
Oh, they are a fun couple to watch.
Their relationship showcases the dynamic between avoidant and anxious attachment. Gloria's constant need for reassurance and her passionate displays of affection can be overwhelming for Jay, who prefers a more hands-off approach to intimacy.
But it's so clear that they love each other.
Exactly. They navigate those differences by finding ways to meet each other's needs, even if it requires compromise and a lot of patience.
So true.
Jay learns to express his affection more openly, while Gloria learns to respect his need for space.
It's a two-way street.
It's a reminder that even with vastly different attachment styles, relationships can thrive with open communication and a willingness to understand each other's needs.
Absolutely. Communication is key.
And let's not forget the sibling relationships in modern family. They also offer some interesting insights into how attachment styles play out within families.
They do.
Let's take Haley and Alex, for example. Despite their bickering and their vastly different personalities, they ultimately have a supportive bond.
Sweet.
It's like they've created their own secure base within the chaos of the Dunphy household.
They have each other's backs.
They might tease each other mercilessly, but they're always there for each other when it really matters.
When it counts.
And then there's the dynamic between Luke and Manny, which is pure comedic gold. They're constantly trying to one-up each other, but their competitive banter also reveals a deeper affection.
Oh, they're so funny.
It's interesting how attachment styles can shape those sibling dynamics, influencing the balance of support, competition, and connection.
It really makes you think.
And it all comes back to the idea that understanding attachment theory can offer incredible insights into our relationships, both the heartwarming moments and those messy conflicts that make us human.
So true.
Now think about your own life for a moment. How might attachment styles be playing out in your own relationships? Are you aware of your own attachment patterns and how they might be influencing your interactions with loved ones?
I'm going to have to think about that.
It's about gaining insights into ourselves and the people we care about.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. Once you start to understand attachment theory, you see it everywhere.
I love that.
Now, before we wrap up this episode, let's talk about some of the more subtle ways that attachment styles play out in modern family.
Okay.
One interesting aspect is how the characters handle conflict.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Those with an anxious attachment style, like Claire, might become easily overwhelmed in conflicts and escalate situations quickly.
They might overreact.
Whereas someone with an avoidance style, like Alex, might shut down or withdraw emotionally.
They just disappear.
Exactly. Understanding these patterns can help you navigate conflicts more constructively.
So what can we do?
Instead of reacting defensively, take a moment to pause, breathe, and try to understand your partner's perspective.
Take a step back.
It's about breaking those automatic responses that often lead to more hurt and disconnection.
Makes sense.
Right. And that's where self-awareness and communication become essential tools for building healthier relationships.
Communication is key.
And even though Modern Family is a comedy, it offers some truly heartwarming examples of how to overcome these challenges.
Like what?
Think about how Phil, with his secure and patient nature, helps Claire navigate her anxieties.
He's so supportive.
He creates this sense of safety and stability in their relationship.
He's a good husband.
Or when Mitchell and Cam learn to balance their differing needs for independence and closeness, creating a partnership that honors both their individuality and their connection.
They're a great example.
These are powerful examples of how, with understanding and effort, we can build lasting and fulfilling relationships, even with differing attachment styles.
That's inspiring.
So for all the Modern Family fans out there, what's one key takeaway you hope they get from this deep dive?
That's a good question. I hope they see that beneath the laughter and those classic sitcom shenanigans, Modern Family offers valuable insights into the complexities of human relationships.
Yes.
And by understanding attachment theory, they can gain a deeper appreciation for those dynamics, both on screen and in their own lives.
It's about going beyond the surface and understanding the motivations and fears that drive our behavior, both in ourselves and in others.
Exactly.
And hopefully, by recognizing those patterns, we can all move towards creating more secure and loving connections with the people who matter most.
That's a beautiful thought.
And for those who haven't seen Modern Family, this deep dive is even more reason to binge watch it.
You won't regret it.
Absolutely. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll gain some valuable insights into the human heart along the way.
So true.
It's safe to say that Modern Family is more than just a funny show.
It's a life lesson.
It's a reflection of our own lives, our struggles, and our triumphs in the messy and beautiful world of relationships. So go out there, embrace your inner Dunphy, and remember to stay curious about the wonderfully complex world of human connection and those attachment styles that make us who we are.